A bonobo named Kanzi can understand spoken English and communicate using 200 symbols on a keyboard. His linguistic abilities match those of a human toddler. Yet despite this impressive cognition, Kanzi never does something every curious three-year-old does constantly: ask why. This single absence reveals what makes human intelligence unique, not just our ability to learn, but our relentless need to question. While animals show diversive curiosity, attraction to novelty that helps them find food or avoid danger, only humans develop epistemic curiosity, the disciplined pursuit of knowledge simply because we want to understand. Consider three human stories that illustrate curiosity's spectrum. 10-year-old Brian Smith knew his father's gun was dangerous, yet he couldn't resist picking it up and firing it through their apartment window. Edmund Burke called this the most superficial of all affections, restless, anxious, perpetually hunting novelty without ever finding satisfaction. It's the same impulse that makes us scroll social media endlessly, chasing dopamine hits without genuine engagement. Then there's Alexander Arguelles, who transformed casual language interest into monastic devotion, eventually studying 16 hours daily in Korean forests. His turning point came when he realized he knew too many languages superficially. He had to abandon some to truly master others. Finally, John Lloyd, despite 15 years producing hit British comedy shows, woke up one Christmas morning asking, "Who am I?" His remedy wasn't therapy, but voracious reading about everything from ancient Athens to French Impressionism, eventually creating the BBC show QI. These journeys show how fleeting impulse can mature into sustained understanding, but only when we're willing to do the hard work. London's Baby Lab revealed that babies are active explorers from birth, their brains lighting up with curiosity as they seek patterns and test hypotheses. Our extended childhood, unlike foals walking within minutes or birds leaving nests within months, isn't a design flaw, but our secret weapon. Without immediate survival pressure, we can focus on understanding our physical and cultural environments. Highly exploratory 5-month-olds achieve greater academic success as teenagers. What determines whether curiosity flourishes? Two factors: the child's cognitive ability and how adults respond to their inquiries. When babies point and adults respond reliably, they keep asking. With unreliable responses, they stop. Between ages 2 and 5, children ask 40,000 explanatory questions, complex mental processes requiring them to recognize their ignorance, understand others possess knowledge they lack, and use language to bridge that gap. When we ignore these questions or substitute screens for engagement, we risk stunting this innate desire to understand why. Why does curiosity fade as we age? Our brains start with millions more neural connections than adult brains, but gradually prune pathways for efficiency. This helps us function, but we often exploit existing knowledge rather than explore new possibilities. Curiosity lives in the zone of proximal learning, the sweet spot between complete ignorance, where engagement feels impossible, and complete knowledge, where interest dies. Someone who knows 3 state capitals might feel satisfied, while someone who knows 47 obsesses over the missing 3. The paradox? To feel curious, we must recognize gaps in our knowledge, yet we typically overestimate what we understand. When University of Oklahoma students generated campus parking solutions, they drastically overestimated their comprehensiveness, a phenomenon called being ignorant but happy. Curiosity isn't purely intellectual, it's deeply emotional. An information gap isn't just rationally recognized, but felt as an itch demanding to be scratched. Leonardo da Vinci captured this, describing a cave entrance torn between fear of the threatening dark cavern and desire to see whether there were any marvelous thing within. We live in an age of unprecedented access to knowledge: Bach cantatas, economics lectures, Shakespeare's folios. Yet we may be becoming less curious. When writer Ben Greenman's son completed a report on anacondas, Greenman asked what the second largest snake was. His son found the answer instantly online, a stark contrast to Greenman's childhood, when such questions might remain tantalizingly unanswered. The internet's ruthless efficiency eliminates what Greenman calls productive frustration, the delay that allows questions to ripen into genuine interests. Google has become the ultimate spoiler, providing answers before we even click. But there's hidden value in difficulty. Princeton researchers found students remembered material better when printed in hard-to-read fonts, while Amsterdam scientists discovered people solving puzzles with distractions displayed greater cognitive agility. The harder we think, the better we remember. The internet has evolved from exploration to a precision-tooled answer machine, creating a serendipity deficit that hampers innovation. Despite global connectivity, our attention remains stubbornly local. Most Americans consume domestic news, and music preferences have become more nationally focused since 2000. We're connected to everything, yet genuinely curious about less. College graduates earn substantially more than those without degrees, but education alone doesn't explain success. Research on 50,000 students reveals intellectual curiosity, the drive to seek effortful cognitive activity, forms the third pillar of achievement alongside conscientiousness and intelligence. The internet widens this divide. Today's students study half as much as those in 1961, with academic motivation declining throughout college. Class differences in question asking emerge by age two. Middle-class four-year-olds ask more how and why questions, engaging in passages of intellectual search because their parents model this behavior. Question asking is contagious. Questions transform curiosity into practical tools for change. Many disasters stem from unasked questions, suppressed by fear of appearing foolish. Former Dow Chemical CEO Mike Parker notes even brilliant leaders fail without asking questions, particularly dumb ones that unlock crucial conversations. The future belongs to those who choose curiosity. Is knowledge obsolete in the internet age? Rousseau argued against forcing arbitrary knowledge on children, claiming natural curiosity suffices. Today's tech visionaries echo this, suggesting Wikipedia and Google make memorization unnecessary. This fundamentally misunderstands human nature. Our unusually long childhood exists precisely because humans learn from others. Deliberate teaching is our biological heritage, not a modern perversion. Evidence consistently shows unguided learning is ineffective. Traditional instruction outperforms experimental discovery classrooms. Without adult-imparted knowledge, children's curiosity fades or breeds misconceptions. Sir Ken Robinson's popular argument claims schools kill creativity by prioritizing facts over self-expression. But as David Hume noted, creativity starts in combination. New ideas emerge from old ones. Facts aren't creativity's enemy, but its essential fuel. Mozart trained 12 years before composing his first enduring piece. Shakespeare's creativity flowed from rigorous classical education. Adrian de Groot's 1946 chess experiment revealed expertise isn't about abstract thinking skills, but domain-specific knowledge. Knowledge forms thinking's foundation. The curiosity-driven approach fatally overlooks that knowledge drives curiosity as much as curiosity drives knowledge acquisition. Without schools building knowledge foundations, many children remain permanently disadvantaged. Born in Iceland around 986 AD, merchant captain Bjarni Herjolfsson sailed for Greenland but was blown off course. When skies cleared, his crew spotted forested land with rolling hills. Though they begged to explore, Bjarni refused, determined to find his father. America remained undiscovered. Curiosity often conflicts with our immediate goals. We all face moments when it pulls us away from our tasks. Yet curiosity's difficulties are worthwhile. David Foster Wallace argued that practicing curiosity about others frees us from self-obsession. By imagining the exhausted mother in the checkout line or the driver rushing a child to hospital, we escape our default self-centered perspective. In our age of information abundance and attention scarcity, curiosity becomes a choice. As John Lloyd discovered after his depression, if human curiosity isn't fed, then you die inside. The truly curious are increasingly in demand as employers seek people who can do more than follow procedures. Science shows lifelong intellectual curiosity builds cognitive reserve, slowing mental decline in old age by up to a third.